The mind is a terrible thing to waste. While we are often militant about carving out time to improve our bodies, we rarely carve out time for our minds. My grade this month was a C+, but a vast improvement over my general lack of mindfulness. While I needed to dedicate more time and practice around mindfulness, I was now headed, pun, in the right direction.
It's one small step for man.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they are
hard. I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super you.
Thank you for tuning in to today's Super You podcast. I'm your host, Derek Qualman. A lot of you know me as Equal Man. Today, we are sponsored by Amazon Prime. I know it's been a challenge out there, but one thing that's been saving me is Amazon Prime. Usually, they can still deliver within 1 to 2 days. Other times, it's been a little longer, but still the quickest thing you can get out there. I know I just ordered some refills on some bacterial soap. My favorite is that Method. It's that pink grapefruit flavor. Man, I love that. I just love washing my hands now, and we've got to wash our hands a lot. But it's not just hand washing and not just stuff for yourself. Think about someone you haven't been able to connect with in a while. Why don't you send them a gift? And of course, you can get my new book, The Focus Project, on Amazon Prime. So why don't you send it to them and say, him or her, and say, really thinking about you. Bummed we can't get together, but I think this might help you out. I'm thinking about you. And so today, what we're going to do is I'm going to give you a little snippet from the book, a free snippet. That's right, a free snippet from the Audible version of the book, The Focus Project. So I hope you enjoy it. And most importantly, I hope it helps you with your day. The original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. Number 1, we admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, we made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, we made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, we admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, we are entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, we humbly ask Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, we made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, we continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, we sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, paying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, we had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps. We tried to carry this message to alcoholics, and we practiced these principles in all our affairs. In their original format, relating these 12 steps to the addiction of the ping, bling, and buzz of our phones may be difficult. However, if you look at the summary of the components of the 12 steps as defined by the American Psychological Association, it's easy to see the application to our struggle with our phone addiction. Number 1, admitting that one cannot control one's addiction or compulsion. Recognizing a higher power that can give strength. Examining past errors with the help of a sponsor, an experienced member. Making amends for these errors. Learning to live a new life with a new code of behavior. Helping others who suffer from the same addictions or compulsions. If your or a loved one's lack of focus is primarily the result of addiction to something constantly, including your phone, social media, substances, etc., a 12-step program and group can help. Does your personality change as you age? For many of us, our newfound focus is creating a new me. As we do this, many of us ponder the questions, are we stuck with the personality we were born with, or does it change and grow over time? For centuries, personalities were viewed as something we were born with and stuck with. It led to widely accepted maxims like a leopard can't change its spots. Over the past few decades, this belief has been challenged. Many now believe that individuals have the power to become better people by consciously and purposefully altering one's personality traits. As a glass 100% full kind of guy, it's half full with oxygen and half filled with water. I strongly believe positive changes are always possible. However, does science prove this transformation can occur? Over 50 years of data have helped provide insights to the question, are we stuck with the personality we were born with, or does it change as we grow? The studies show that while some components of a person's personality remain concrete over the years, others can change in significant ways. One study specifically focuses on people's personalities between high school and retirement, a 50-year span of time. For the most part, these changes are positive. On average, everyone becomes more conscientious, more emotionally stable, and more agreeable, said lead study author Rodica Damian, assistant professor of psychology at the University of Houston. Traits such as consideration, congeniality, and emotional stability are also traits that last over the years. According to a study published in the Journal of Psychology and Aging, one's personality changes with age. Participants with an average age of 77 were tasked with filling out a personality assessment measuring the characteristics that rated themselves on as teens. Personality changes are often gradual, but over the long haul, these changes are much easier to see. These researchers found virtually no similarities other than the stability of mood and conscientiousness. It also seemed as if the participants were different people at the two different stages of their lives. There was the teenage self and the 77-year-old self. The longer the interval between two assessments of personality, the weaker the relationship between the two trends tend to be. Our results suggest that when the interval is increased to as much as 63 years, there's hardly any relationship at all. Hence, several studies indicate that personalities do, in fact, change with age. Sometimes these changes can be minuscule, but other times, especially between longer time spans, changes can be quite remarkable. Car wash experiment. In their 1974 car wash experiment, Lotus and Palmer aimed to reveal how memories can often deceive us. The two were especially interested in how questions to an eyewitness could affect how the witness remembered the event. By simply changing how a question is phrased, could a witness's recall be changed? In the first experiment, the participants were presented with video clips of traffic accidents. Following exposure to the video, the participants were asked to describe the collision. Specific questions followed, including about how fast were the cars going when they smashed, collided, bumped, hit, contacted each other. Based on the verb used, smashed, collided, bumped, hit, and contacted, the participants' answers varied. More aggressive verbs like smashed led the participants to believe that the car was going faster. Lighter terms like hit led the participants to recall the car's speed to be slower. The findings of the experiment indicate that different words used in questioning affect participants' perceptions and recall. As it relates to our mission of focus, this experiment sheds light on the old adage that words matter. The words we say to others, as well as the words in our self-talk, really matter. What words are we focused on in our self-talk? Slightly modifying these words to be more positive can drive dramatic results. What you want to avoid is becoming a black belt at beating yourself up with your self-talk. Chapter summary, the one big thing. The mind is a terrible thing to waste. While we are often militant about carving out time to improve our bodies, we rarely carve out time for our minds. My grade this month was a C+, but a vast improvement over my general lack of mindfulness. While I needed to dedicate more time and practice around mindfulness, I was now headed, pun, in the right direction. Top takeaways this month. Number one, doing nothing on purpose is sometimes the best thing to be doing. Number two, be present. And number three, change it up and your mind will perk up. Well, I hope this podcast has helped you perk up. Again, that was a reading from my new book, The Focus Project. And change it up. Change it up today. Do something different. Do something you haven't done. This is especially true during quarantine. It feels like Groundhog Day each and every day. So definitely try to change it up some way. Mix it up. Mix it up with your friends. If it's safe, mix it up with your family and just make it happen. And again, maybe mixing it up is, this has been sponsored by Amazon Prime. Maybe you Prime ship this new book, The Focus Project, to a friend, just saying, hey, I'm grateful for our friendship. Or just continue listening to the free versions that we're putting on here. We're doing this each and every day, 10 to 20 minute segments. Again, we're inspired by J.K. Rowling because she was doing the same thing with her new book. But I can't thank everyone enough for listening. Hang in there. I know sometimes it's tough and it's a roller coaster ride each and every day. Sometimes you drop down to a feeling like a 1 out of 10. And all of a sudden you realize, man, I'm healthy and I've got my family, I've got my friends. And so for me, that helps me reset, refocus, and get back to that 9 or 10 feeling on a scale of 10. Anyways, thanks again for listening. This is your host, Eric Qualman, reminding all of us, it is not what we take from the world, it is what we leave behind. And make sure that you attack the day before it attacks you. And most importantly in life, our whole purpose, have fun and help people.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super you.